Yeah, it's all happening here in the Rolton Recycling Donegal International Rally, Keith. The big names are all starting to fall, as we told you in the previous stage in Knockalla. Hayden Patton and Dave Moynihan in their Hyundai i20 went off the road and rolled the Hyundai. They got the car back on its four wheels again, but their rally is done because they went through the junction and straight back to Letterkenny. So Hayden Patton's rally is over. Now, I was going to tell you, Keith, that it looked like William Creighton's rally was over as well. The man who was chasing down Callum Devine, Liam O'Regan is his navigator. They had an off and stopped in Gary Gort as well. Now, I'm just looking at the end of the stage here, and William Creighton and Liam Regan are alongside me in that Toyota Yaris Rally 2. Now, there's not too much damage on the side of the car that's beside me, but certainly they have lost a lot of time. They are still in the rally, but they have lost time as William Creighton now makes his way back to service. But obviously a problem in there in Gary Gort with the car. But William Creighton is going to get a time, and he is back in action. I'm just actually looking at his time. He's dropped, he got 11 minutes and 38 seconds, while Callum Devine done 4 minutes and 20.7. So he's lost a considerable amount of time, but he is still in the rally. He is still going. So certainly it is all happening at the head of the field. And with that's done now, with Patton and Creighton having issues, it has given Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan a bit of a cushion. They lead this event by over 20 seconds. 4 minutes, 20.7 seconds was the time in there for Callum Devine. It wasn't the fastest time. That went to John Armstrong and Shane Byrne in their Ford Fiesta Rally 2, 4 minutes, 19.6. But Devine with the second fastest time, and he now has an advantage, a wee bit more of a cushion than what he had at the start of the day. It was 14 seconds, went to 17, Creighton at him back down to 4.9, but now Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who are looking for 3 Donegal International rallies in a row, have a cushion unofficially of 21.8 seconds. I think you've got a piece of audio you can play there, Keith. I spoke to Callum a few moments ago as he left the end of the Gary Gort stage and bringing an end to day 2.
I've been playing the patient game, to be honest. As you know, it's a long 3 days. There's a big day tomorrow as well, as I know. So look, we've been trying to just keep our noses clean, try and set a good high level of speed, and try and make no mistakes, which I don't think we have. We've been dealing with no handbrake there last 2 loops, you know. I'm trying to just, we can't afford to make a mistake because there's no handbrake there to get us out of it. So look, happy. It's a shame to see William going off and Hayden too. Like, you don't want to ever see that because it could be us just as handy. So look, so now we'll reset tonight and we'll go again tomorrow.
Okay, how did you find the pressure today? Because they're eating away at you all day. So they were, it was 17 seconds at one stage, and it was down to nearly 4.9. So was there any sort of pressure there, or were you very much focused on what you have to do yourself?
To be funny, I'm quite relaxed in the car, as I say. No big, like, we're pushing hard, there's no doubt about that, but it's coming naturally to us, you know. We're not putting our necks out to try and to make up time. So look, it's fine. We'll probably have to do it if they overtook us, then we have to try and find a bit of time. So we're happy, but a big day tomorrow.
That was me speaking to Callum Devine as they came off the last stage of the day, and you can see maybe a wee bit of pressure was released from his expression from what we've seen earlier in the day, because certainly the guys were hunting him down, so they were, but he now has an advantage of over 20 seconds, 21.8 to be exact, from the chasing pack. Marion Evans and Jared Conway in the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2, they were the runners-up last year, and they sit in second position at the moment. Their time in the stage was 4.23.4, just under 3 seconds slower than that of Devine. David Kelly and Arthur Kearns have jumped 2 positions and are now into 3rd overall. Remember, Kelly finished on the podium last year, taking 3rd with Dean O'Sullivan as his navigator back then. This time, Cairns is on board, 4.24 dead. An excellent time from David Kelly, and he's jumped 2 positions with Creighton going down the order. He's also overtaken Josh Moffat, and David Kelly now goes into 3rd. And when you look at the names that are there in the top 3 positions, Callum Devine, Marion Evans and David Kelly, that is how they finished the rally last year. Outside of that, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are 4th overall in the leading Hyundai Hyundai i20. He sits 3.2 seconds adrift off Kelly and was some 4.4 seconds slower in the stage with a 4.28.4. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, the ERC regulars, competing here this weekend for the first time. Well, John is anyway. Shane's done it before, navigating. He, of course, is from Brookless in the southwest of the county. The Ford Fiesta Rally 2, 4 minutes 19.6. They were the quickest time in there. They sit fourth overall. They're still over a minute and 6.9 seconds down on Divine, and that, of course, is due to mechanical issues that they had with the car earlier today. Declan and Patrick Walsh, Declan Boyle, that is, and Patrick Walsh in the Skoda, are now in sixth position, a further 17 back on Armstrong, and they have increased their advantage over Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty out to 51.1 seconds. So dad's leading son in the battle of the Skodas and in the battle for sixth position. The times there in the stage, 4.21 for Declan, 4.31 for Michael. Kevin Eaves and Chris Smellie are in 8th position in their Ford Fiesta. James Ford and Niall Shanks in the Citroen C3 are in 9th, and now the top 10 has been wrapped up by Aidan Ray and Paddy McCrudden in their Volkswagen Polo, and they just sit 1 second adrift off James Ford in a 10th position. So that's how the standings are in the leading positions as they head to the end of day two. We still, of course, have lots of other crews to make their way through the end of Gary Gort. There has, of course, been a hold up today. They're behind round about 30 to 40 minutes, so they are. So there's still a lot of cars having to come through here. And I'm keeping an eye just what I have in front of me in relation to Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, of course, who were leading the national. But what we will be doing tomorrow morning, we'll be broadcasting live with our preview from Parc Fermé at 9:30 tomorrow morning. They're due to leave Parc Fermé at 10 o'clock before they head out on the stage. As I just see Kevin Eaves leaving us now, Ryan Moore's here as well. Ryan coming to the end of day two as well. But we will be live tomorrow morning from 9:30, live from the Parc Fermé area, to talk to crews as they head out to the day three, the third and final day of action. Thanks once again to the Pulse and Voodoo venues for their continued support and sponsoring our coverage. Don't forget there's some top class entertainment throughout rally weekend at both of those venues today. We also have to say thanks to Mark Galler, who's working hard back in studio, and for anybody who had assisted us along the way today and was trying to give you the best coverage possible that we can from this Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally 2025. The defending champions are Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. They are looking to join a group like Cahill Curley, Andrew Nesbitt, Billy Coleman, and the late great Manus Kelly, and winning 3 Donegal Internationals in a row. Separating them and that is 6 more stages to come tomorrow. Cairn Hill, Atlantic Drive and Fannett. And we will, of course, have more coverage for you tomorrow afternoon. But that brings an end to our coverage for today. Devine leads the way by 21 seconds. And you can, of course, recap on all the reaction pieces from today on our website, HighlandRadio.com.